We'll be in 1 Timothy tonight, 1 Timothy 6. I'm going to take a I guess not necessarily take a break from going through Hebrews. I want to talk about something tonight. I think a lot of you get concerned. You read a lot, watch a lot. I'm trying to learn as much as I can just to stay abreast of what's going on. I'm not one to sit and hope to find things. It's just interesting listening to the findings of other honest people. Wise house, different things. It all comes back to Scripture. People that obey God are blessed people. People that choose to do right, no matter what. People that choose to do the wrong thing for the wrong reasons. And the Bible describes the ways of the wicked. But we need to go to 1 Timothy tonight just to have our text that we want to look at. And I thought to myself, I was like, man, it's tucked away here in Timothy. And a lot of times you get, Timothy's written for preachers and Titus written for preachers. And you don't necessarily maybe get a lot of preaching out of these books sometimes. But it is not the case. It's for everybody. And it's just a great passage, a great truth tonight. We'll ask the Lord to bless. Father, thank you for your goodness to us. We pray that you'd speak to hearts, Lord. We love you. Father, we do love our nation. We pray that you'd help us tonight. Father, we need your help. I ask that you would work in the hearts of people. And Lord, we've always been who we are because of the people that live here. And Father, we choose to do the right things. We are blessed. And Lord, we want what is right. And we want to be able to continue to be a light to the world with the gospel. And we pray that you bless tonight as we look at your word. Father, do pray you bless the Patch Club tonight. Help our young people as they hide your word in their hearts, Lord. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's take a look here at chapter number 6. We're going to read down and probably get through 10 verses or so. And want to look at a truth. I was looking at, there was some independent work done on some of these election machines and these experts looking at some of the things that are going on. And there's a report that was published by one of the news outfits looking at fraud as a general. Has anybody ever seen the report that was put out by the Epoch Times? About an hour and a half long. It was just a great documentary. It takes a while to watch it. And it won't bore you. It'll be like, wow, 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 wow. And some of the stuff you've seen, it's just really interesting. The hows don't get us. The hows, like, oh, they did this, and this is what happened, and this is what took place. It is the whys. It is the whys. And you say, well, why? It's because they don't like this, or they don't like this, or this is why somebody would do these things. So we look at the Word of God, and you just get all the stuff. But if somebody says, well, it's complicated, it's not complicated. It's really simple. It's really simple. We'll see it tonight before we're done. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, verse 1, that the name of God and His doctrine be not blasphemed. And that they have believing masters, let them not despise them, because they are brethren, but rather do them service, because they are faithful, beloved partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. We see here good fellowship between folks at the top and folks underneath that are working together to get a job accomplished. The Bible says, if any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. There's a lot of trouble going on. There's a lot of teaching. So doctrine, we look at the doctrine of, and then we got to see what comes after the of, the doctrines, the teachings of the Lord Jesus. There's a lot of trouble in the world today because it crosses a lot of doctrines of other organizations, other groups, other teachings. Born in 1982, I didn't come through all the, growing up and recognizing all Cold War things, Cold War thoughts, Cold War, people, they talk about doing bomb drills in school and all these things. And I'm just like, man, I don't know any of that stuff. I don't get it. But that stuff, just like the gospel, is we preach it. We preach it to the next group, and the next generation continues to preach it. The same is with those things. That's just an example of some of the doctrine of the world. That teaching continues. There's people that take it, grasp it, and put it in their heart, and they won't let it go, and they continue to want to push that agenda. And so we have trouble in the world. We have these things because we have the gospel, the doctrine, doctrines, the teachings of Jesus Christ, and then we have the teachings of man. And one says that man's a sinner, he's on his way to hell. The other one says man's a pretty good person, pretty good person. And that's just the fundamental starts of both of them. And I said, it's not so good. It'll seem like they're going to match up too well, and they don't. The Bible says that, verse 3, if any man teach otherwise, verse 4, he is proud. He's proud. Anybody else that would teach otherwise, Bible says he's proud. Says he would know better. I would know better. He is proud. The Bible says knowing nothing. But doting about questions and strifes of words. We talked about that tonight a little bit at our house. Talked about Bible says grievous words stir up strife. What you say, grievous words are just they're burdensome words. You know, it's a grievous words. Words that felt like you got to get out from under them, either through defense or whatever. And I said, we just don't have to use them. We don't have to use grievous words. The Bible says, strife of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, destitute of the truth. And that's what keeps, that's why you and I all look the way we look tonight, is we want the truth. We want to see it. We know what truth looks like. We just want to see it proclaimed. We want the truth to be out there. We want the truth to be revealed. People that turn a blind eye to the truth drive us bonkers, right? It drives me bonkers. I mean, forget whether it crosses you or not. It's the truth. This can't be avoided. It needs to be taken on. And then let's make an adjustment. Let's do this. Coaching is a lot about the truth. I mean, you get this kid in and they think, well, I'm pretty good. You know, I said, you're pretty good if we're only looking at, this 3 square feet right here. Yeah, pretty good, right? But if we consider everybody, hey, but you're only 120 pounds or you're only 130 pounds. And big dreams. Dream squasher. Well, just trying to introduce the truth a little bit. It's some reality a little bit. Say, you know what? Penn State and Michigan don't call it this fall. I said, just don't be hurt. Don't be hurt. There's lots of schools out there. We get these ideas and but the truth. The truth. Let's look for the truth. Here are these people destitute, the Bible says, of the truth, supposing. Now this is verse 5. This is so. I had a handful of messages tonight, and I wanted to be in Hebrews tonight. This is part, and it's not. This just happened this year, and it's all about this year. It's a culmination of a lot of years. If we're going to turn things around, or if we're going to even continue. There's people that have been doing right, living right, teaching right, doing right. I mean, doing right. We live here and we deal with what's going on. It's happening because it's our country. Okay, we have to look at what gain is. We have to look at what makes what should please us is God being happy, not us getting what we want, not us being. Getting some of these things that in verse 5, the Bible says, destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. If you seek to be rich by being at the top, there's a good chance.
All right, you're gonna mess it up. There's a good chance you're gonna pervert judgment in the process. There's a good chance you're not going to seek truth at all times, because being at the top, being in charge requires, we've talked about this, requires a steward chart, requires that you be a minister, that you would serve the people under you. It's one of the frustrating things about having leadership in this country is you feel like you do not get heard at all, let alone be served. You have to think about the people that are below you. I'm so thankful for good servants, good stewards at the top. I saw Senator Chuck Grassley the other day. I saw him on a program or something like that, and I just think, God bless you, Brother Grassley. He's just a good Christian brother. The people of Iowa, man, they got a good one. But I mean, he's like Brother Young. He's not getting younger. He's old, right? And he said that somebody's going to come in and be like, wow, I want to be. No, it's not about I want to be. It's like, man, I want to serve these people. I want to know the people in my area. I still don't understand. If you want to know the people, you got to be with the people. You never hold meetings. You're never here. You never come and talk to anybody. Showing up and walking through a business, right? Brother Don, show up and walk through Alsco and then say, well, we know everybody in Alaska, right? I mean, you see these videos of like, oh, no, we never. We're here to serve. Here to serve. The Bible says gain, supposing that gain. But verse 6 teaches us godliness with contentment is great gain. What did I got? I have godliness. I've God in my life. I've God leading my life. And I'm content with God. That's what gives me great gain. Not whether or not my bank account or this is fat or whatever. This will give you a bad back if it's too fat sitting on it in the car. You know, I'm going to pull it out in the front, you know. You think, well, that's not what will give you great gain. Godliness, the Bible says, with contentment. Now, we look at this and think, well, this isn't Timothy written to Christians. It's written to people. And people can be bought and people can be sold like commodities, and we are seeing it. We are seeing it. It is amazing. And this is why this is so pertinent. Even for today, the Bible says, for we brought nothing into this world. Not a thing. Nothing. The Bible says, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Oh, I don't believe the Bible. Well, read this verse for me here. Just that one. Okay. You bring anything in here with you? No. Carry anything out when you go? No. Don't believe that though, huh? I can't believe anything the Bible says. I can't believe anything the Bible says. You're not carrying nothing out. So it must not be what we brought with us. It must not be what we're taking with us, which is, it must be what we're doing while we're here. That's important. That's what must matter. And not what we have, but what are we doing and why are we doing what we are doing. Verse 8, having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. Verse 9, but they that will be rich. Okay. Doesn't talk about having the right last name and getting born. I mean, there's people, they're born into that family, right? And I mean, that's just, you don't have a choice in that. But there's somebody who said, I will be rich. And if that's the motivation, this creates big problems. Big problems. Affects a lot of people. They will be rich, they'll fall into, the Bible say, temptation. Satan knows that territory very well because it plays on the flesh. Satan goes right for the flesh. Right for it. And it's not even to say sin. It just throws the gain, the opportunity to get gain. When you're a little kid and you see like a $50 bill or a $100 bill for the first time, and it was just sitting there. Yeah, you don't even know what to do. You're like, is that even, what is that? Wow, that's amazing. right? And you feel that whatever it is in you to take something that doesn't belong to you. What? Oh, it's temptation. Very easy, very simple. It's for gain. If somebody sees me, somebody doesn't see, what if somebody gives it to you? Oh, here, no, this is for you. Well, do I take it? Do I not take it? No, it's for you. You know, later on you may get asked to do something, but hey, this is for you. Oh, gain. Where's it coming from? Why is it here? Oh, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that, right? Not looking for the truth. Not looking for answers. Not trying to figure it out. Not trying to understand why is this. They that will be rich fall in temptation and a snare. Bible says, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Some of the strongest speech in the New Testament is directed at people with stuff. Rich people. Is it rich people? I said rich people stuff. With rich people. Why? It's the mindset. If I have this, if I get this, this is my drive, this is my drive, I will be rich. I'll be rich. Solomon says, somebody else is going to get it. It's going to be somebody else's. You labor your whole life and then somebody else is going to spend it. He said, this is vanity, vexation spirit. Poor Solomon, round and round. Yeah, you got it. And it's like, oh man, somebody else is going to get it. We spend our whole life trying to keep somebody from getting it. And there's people in this world that have so much money, it just blow your mind. What will you do with that? What would I do with $400 million that I could just give somebody? What would I do with that? It's amazing to think about. Like, what goes on? Just to control. If people can't be bought, they cannot be controlled. And I praise the Lord for our president. He is not, there's so many, here's the person, it's the person. No, it's the position. But it's the idea that somebody, like this says, steward, represents and cares about the people under and wants to help and protect and uphold. Those kinds of things. Wonderful, or stand for the truth, but somebody that will not allow themselves to be bought. I mean, a million of anything's a lot. But really, I mean, $1 million, you could spend $1 million. You would figure it out. You say, well, if I just bought my house in a day and I paid cash for it, you know, I'll say, well, there goes a big chunk of it, you know, and if I bought one somewhere else where it was warm, there goes another good chunk of it, and the rest goes to cutting the grass in the other place, and there I need another million, right? It's gone, okay? Sometimes it doesn't sound, it's a big amount. The Bible says, they'll be rich, fall into temptation, a snare, many foolish and hurtful lusts which drown men in destruction. You're drowned. Drowning is, it's not fast, unless you fall through the ice and you're in a river and it's just like, whoop, you're gone, right? Read enough of those, I'm just like, oof. Every time I drive down the Kinnick, I'm just like, oh, don't mess out there. Don't go out there right now. It's nasty. It's slow. You're trying to get away from it, and you can't get out of it. You can't get out of it. The flesh has a hold on it. Verse number 10. For the love of money. The love of money. Okay, the love of money is the root of all evil. Learned about the salami method last night. Stealing by the salami method. And a digital age that we live in. I learn more about computer stuff than I'd ever want to learn about, and I'm just like, I'm not even the computer guy. The error rate for a U.S. voting machine is supposed to be 1 in 250,000. 1 in 250,000. An independent. William, can you remember the title of the contractor that was hired from Texas to go to Michigan? It was like a it wasn't network intelligent forensics or something like that. It was something along this guy. Guy went to Duke, went to a bunch of, for school. Guy was a part of NASA. Sharp guy. Independent guy. Here's this machine. How trustworthy is it? 1 in 250,000. It aired 68% of the time. This machine did. 68% of the time. And so, well, what happens? Well, he said, it's not the machine. It's built to do that. It takes this person, puts their votes in, right? And what it does is it just throws up and says there's an error here with this vote, right? So it goes to the adjudication process, which means somebody, you or me, looks at it and says, okay, right, supposed to be objective and honest. What's wrong with it? Oh, Mrs. So-and-so, her circle's a little off. She missed the circle, right? You know, it's right next to this person's circle, so we should fill it in, and this is what went on in Arizona, is duplicate balloting. They'd have to take another ballot, look at this one that was messed up, that the machine wouldn't read, fill it out. Oh, wait, but I have to fill it out according to this. Anybody watching? 68% takes all these votes and puts them in one file, and you can just send them here, send them there. You could direct the whole bunch. You could do with it as you would. Like, wow, how about that? Well, all we need to do is take that and figure out which ones were. Hey, yeah, but for that, you need the file from the 2020 election that took place this year. Think that can be found on this machine? No, it's gone. It's there for every other election back to when the machine was purchased, but not this year. You say, why would people, the Bible says, the love of money is the root of all evil. There's people, they have a bunch of money. And if you love truth and righteousness, that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. There's a lot of people that don't love truth and righteousness, and they don't care how little they get. They just want some of it. Why in God's good name, with all the fish and all the lakes and rivers and streams and oceans, would you spend your summer tipping statues over? Why would you do that? Give me money. Give me money. It doesn't matter what the act is. I mean, do all these things. Why? Because of money. There are people that want to, again, it comes down to control. Why would you give this much money? We think people, and it is, you know, you think, we'll call Zuckerberg, but anyway, Zuckerbook, right? You think, this guy's, he's not important. He's just one of these, why? Because he can help control a lot of people. So you give him a lot of money and say, do this for the love of money. People will do this. And it is not, this is not a partisan, this is both sides. This is humans' problem. It's not, oh, it's this group's problem. It's this group's problem. No, they're everywhere. It doesn't, you say, well, I'm for it. No, you need to be for truth and transparency. And as we use the vernacular, not on the take, you're not receiving, because it's not about money. It's about truth. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. The Bible can and does use absolutes, and they're 100% accurate. The Bible says only by pride cometh contention. That means that's the only way it's coming. There's pride in there somewhere. The Bible tells us. It says only by pride. It's like, well, that's most of the time. No, that's all the time. And the Bible says the evil that is in this world stems from the love of money. Money. So what do we teach about money? Do we teach our kids? I said, money is a tool. You use money. You love people. But it just, you know, one of our words is last couple of weeks, algorithm, right? Welcome back to math class, right? Switch the algorithm. No, I use people, and I love money, right? That person looks a whole lot different than this person over here. I use money, and I love people. You got to change. You got a chance at loving God. You got a chance at serving God if you have a heart aligned with the Word of God. And this verse 10, and it is just so apparent in our day. And again, you know, there's some things you can't fix. There's some things we can fix. We can fix a lot of this. Well, how can you be, can you be controlled with this stuff? Can you be controlled? How come people are doing the things that they're being controlled? Money, lots of money. And they don't care where or whose. They said, oh, yes, we'll receive here. Oh, give it to our nonprofit or make a nice donation to our nonprofit organization of, you know, everybody thinks these people all give out coats to the little kids and bicycles to little kids at Christmas. That's not what, it is just money laundering out in the open is what it is. I mean, it's just what it is. It's not, oh, we're going to cut the foundation. Yes, books for the children. No, it doesn't really work like that. Bible says, which while some coveted after, this is just in the church, they've erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. The Bible says the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. God's put it on you to be used of Him, and you decide you're going after something else, you're in for a lot of hurt in your life. I see miserable people, and I said, probably should have been in the ministry. And you find out the background, and you're like, should have been in the ministry. What happened? Where's our love? The Bible says in Revelation, first love was left. What happened? What else could you love? What else would... Oh, mercy. Is it evil? Yeah, sure enough. The love of money. The love of money. It's the root. Have to be vigilant in teaching, you know, these truths about our money, about stewardship. We have to be diligent in wanting the truth in our lives and our kids' lives and understanding these things. The Bible says the wicked man taketh a gift out of his bosom to pervert judgment. You would judge righteously, but for money. I didn't really see anything, right? We had a kid at school one time, and he was not doing right. And our hall monitor, he was an interesting guy. It was funny. You know, he was doing something, and students policed themselves and took care of it. And what's the hall monitor say? I was tying my shoe. I just didn't see anything. Right? And this was in a good way, but in a bad way, that bribe comes out, and the Bible calls them gifts. And the wicked takes it out and says, it's an interesting thing. All right, we hear about the Cold War and all these different things that go on. And the thing that you would never dream of, and it was us versus them and all these different things, all these different areas. But now, just because of money, we want to destroy with any means possible as a part of this teaching. We do it with money. We can buy people, control people. If you can't be controlled, I mean, you need to be removed. You need to be taken out of the way. You need to be silenced. You need to be stopped. Why are they censoring us? Why are they putting this on? Why can't you watch something that says something, the thing, I'm tired of fighting through the little screens and all. Why? Because you're trying to find the truth. You're trying to stand up for what's right. And it's just where we're at. It's just in the face big time right now. Okay, just in the face big time. Don't get downhearted about that. Okay? Don't. Don't allow that to do. Then don't wake up and say, well, I hope America is easy tomorrow. It's not going to be. It's going to be difficult. It's not going to be easy. I listened to a lot of things. As a pastor, I feel responsible. If I find something credible, I think I misspoke the other day. I told the men that Michigan had impeached their governor. They had voted to start that process. She has not been unseated yet as governor, but a 4-2 vote to begin the process to unseat their governor. As I see information, I want to share it. Some people are saying, hey, might be some turmoil coming up here in the next couple of weeks. You may want to make sure you got stuff at home, you got food, you got stuff for a couple of weeks in case stuff gets kind of goofy. 2018, the president signed a executive a power order saying if there's any interference from an outside country in a United States election, he could grant himself the power to do some pretty impressive things that haven't been done. Things like seize things, seize properties. Take all these voting machines and seize them, and a bunch of different things. And you think about, well, what would that cause? What would that happen? All these people think it's all over. All the cabinet's been selected, and you know, I'm just like, wow, look at all these people. I'm just like, man, look at these people, right? What's gonna happen? I just say, hey, could be some unrest. There really could be. Think, well, I hope everything's good for Christmas and it's a happy new, right? Because there's some dates set up in the Constitution saying this needs to take place by this date, period. It's got to happen. And it's happened for hundreds of years, okay? And everybody knows it. It doesn't change just because the news media says something or just because those dates have to be adhered to. I'm just saying. If you're thinking, I hope it's all going to be, it might not be. But you still got to stand for truth. Don't let yourself be bought. And which is the truth. We want to see the truth. We want the truth. Give us the truth. And know that you're not the only one. I'm so thankful to see people get interviewed on the news and said, people saying on the news, God is sovereign. I get excited about that. I love that. There's people on the street. I'm like, I like that. That's good stuff. The Lord knows. The Lord knows. I like that. We're not the only ones. It's a big group. Oh, it's just this small, crazy minority, gun-loving God people over here. We just need to sweep them up. No. It's a big group. It's a group that won this election. It's a big group of people. And we don't understand because we were... Because of greed. It's greed. A love of money. Got in there. And it is a choice that each person has to make. Can you be bought and can you be sold? Some people make it sound sophisticated just because their price is higher than others. Yes. Oh, no. What's the number? What's the real number? What would make you change your beliefs? What would make you change the way you act? What's the price? There's no price. There's no price. Money means nothing. I hate money. Yeah, my wife drives me crazy. I was like, there's no price. Money? Give me a break. Why would you treat somebody different because of money? Happens all the time. We talk about Adam's likeness and how we face. Got to do that stuff. Got to do that stuff. Cain looked at his brother and he looked at value. He said, God values him more than me. I mean, it is relational. Father, we do pray that you help us tonight. We love you. And Lord, we do pray for our nation. I ask that you'd help us, Lord. Pray that you bless our prayer time tonight. And Father, we just ask that you'd guide us, help us, Lord, as we teach the next group, the ones coming behind us, Father. Lord, to stand with the truth of the Word of God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.